This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
But if you look in John's gospel writing, John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31, you're going to find these words. It says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou you shall be made free?" Look what Jesus come back to him. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin." Praise God. "And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Amen. I want to talk on this thought, praise God, a freedom that lasts. A freedom that lasts. Throughout this month of February, many people within these United States and many others from various parts of the world will celebrate Black History, a month where we reflect on the major as well as the minor inventions, discoveries, and accomplishments of Black people. And it is fitting that Black History Month follows the month in which the slavery of Black people in this country supposed to have been ended. Amen. See, history tells us that on September the 22nd, 1862, praise God, Abraham Lincoln, President of these United States, he issued what is called his first or preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, I'm gonna get where I got to go. And in that document, he warned that unless the states of the Confederacy returned to the Union, by January the 1st, 1863, that he would declare their slaves to be found free. And of course, you know, they didn't stop. And then the Emancipation Proclamation, as we know it, it was signed on that date. Yeah. Praise God. That's January the 1st. Uh-huh. Amen. 1863. At 12 o'clock, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. And most of you, praise God, as well as I, know that The Emancipation Proclamation did not end slavery in the United States. It alone with other freedom documents begs the question, when will we really be free? Amen. You see, oppressed people throughout the ages have asked this question. Black Americans have also been asking the same question. And our heroes and our champions have kept us, praise God, looking to the day when we will be able to stand universally and declare that we are truly liberated, amen, with a lasting freedom. Amen. I'm glad I got a lot of these young folks in here today. You see, if you would allow me over the next 4 or 5 hours, if you would allow me, I would like to do a small comparison. Amen. I thought I would get somebody's attention. Between the experiences of Black Americans and that of the Old Testament Jews. You see, our struggle for freedom and independence, as well as our subsequent meandering, has closely paralleled that, amen, of the ancient Hebrews. Oh yeah, you see, what biblical history has revealed is that the Jews thought they would be free if they could escape the shackles of slavery in Egypt. Yeah, real freedom for them meant to leave Egypt and to enter a new era where they would have the opportunity to enjoy the good life. Oh yeah, and of course they left Egypt. You all know the story, praise God. But in the wilderness and in the promised land, they soon found themselves enslaved again. But this enslavement was not by external oppressors, but, amen, by internally, by a series of oppressors that dominated them. Oh yeah, you see, in Canaan, they found freedom, but it was not a freedom that lasted very long. Yeah. Amen. And if I were to look at Black Americans, we have a similar story. See, for generations, our main quest was to free ourselves from external slavery. Our leaders, amen, including folks whose names are familiar to you, Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, and others, they fought against a system that legalized slavery. And you see, to many of us, freedom meant the ability to walk out of Egypt. That is, a man out of slavery and oppression. However, we too, like the Jews, found that though the chains were gone, a man, we were, praise God, constantly facing the risk of re-enslavement. Oh yeah, in other words, we were re-enslaved politically, socially, and economically. And oh yes, let me remind you that on January the 1st, 1863, we were freed from slavery. However, the years since have proven that it has not been a freedom that lasts. So as we look at our text today, Jesus is speaking amen, to those Jews who believed on him. And he shared with them as well as he shared with us today. Praise God. Three things, amen, that would assure a freedom that lasts. Let me just give you the first one, lest I keep you too long. Praise God. The first one is that we must know the truth. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we must know the truth. Amen. And so to make it correct, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you must know the truth. Amen. You see, he said in verse 32, he says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. That's something about the truth, and it's making us free. Because, you see, Jesus said that the truth will make you free. But the question is, what is the truth? Amen. You see, that just does not seem to be much need for the truth anymore. Amen. I can I say that again? Let me say that again. There just does not seem to be much need for the truth anymore. We claim to have freedom in America, but we do not seem to know what the truth is anymore. Oh, I'm going somewhere, y'all. You may sit there and look at me, but I'm going somewhere. You see, we live in a society where the truth does not seem to matter anymore. Amen. We have conspiracy theories. We have lies about stolen elections. We have lies to the point where it would cause people, praise God, to want to invade some of the most sacred things that we have today in our world, all because nobody seems to want to know what the truth is. Amen. You see, we have politicians, we have broadcasters, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have educators, amen, that lie to us without batting an eye. Amen. Don't you know that? I'm just trying to tell you, they will lie to promote their own agendas. Yeah, and the sad thing is that there are some in the church, amen, who would look you in the face and not tell the truth. Amen. So the question is today, what is the truth? Praise God. If we just back up and go to verse 31 and see what Jesus said. He said that if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And I want us to notice that he was talking to those Jews, praise God, which believed on him. Amen. So if we want to know what the truth is, amen, we need to go to the word of God. Amen. Then we would know the truth, and it would be the truth that will make us free. Amen. You want to see how people used to interpret that and say that the truth will set us free. You set animals free. Amen. But the truth, what I'm talking about, is a making process. It doesn't happen in one day. It doesn't happen in one month. It doesn't happen in one year. Praise God. It's a making process. Praise God. It's a maturation process. Praise God. Where we look at the word of God and we continue to live and move and have our own being. And when we do that, praise God, then we are on our way to the truth. You see, because there is something about making the truth. Because people look for truth and they look for freedom in the wrong place. Because people look for truth and they look for freedom in the wrong places. Yeah, amen. Can I remind, can I give you some places they look? Amen. Where they shouldn't be looking. You see, lasting freedom does not come from being an American. Amen. I know it's good to be in this land because I look at all of the lands across this world. There's not one other country that I would much rather be. But let me tell you something. Lasting freedom does not come from being an American. Lasting freedom does not come from being a Republican or a Democrat. Lasting freedom does not come from being a liberal or a conservative. Lasting freedom does not come from being black, white, grizzled, or gray. Praise God. Lasting freedom does not come from who you know upon this earth or how much money you have in your pocket, in your bank account, or anywhere else. You see, lasting freedom comes from obeying and abiding in the word of God. And you see, man, that includes us. Praise God. We're enslaved by sin and the consequences of slave. Amen. You see, man, he cannot keep from sin, and therefore he bears the consequences of sin. What are those consequences? Praise God. I'm talking about the guilt. I'm talking about the shame, the hurt, the pain, the sorrow, the suffering, the destruction, the devastation, the brokenness, the death, and finally, the judgment. Praise God. All of those things, when we are locked up, tied up, and tangled up in sin, praise God, keeps us shackled. Even though we are free, praise God, supposedly. Amen. You see, man needs to be free from sin. And the way we are freed from sin is by believing, obeying, and abiding. That word abiding just means to continue. Praise God, in the word. So if we believe and continue in the word, we will know the truth. And the truth shall make us free. I'm talking about a freedom that will last. Amen. But number two, secondly, not only are we to know, we should know the truth, we must know our past and present conditions. Oh, yeah. You see, as Jesus was talking to these Jews about knowing the truth and the truth making them free, they hit him with some sarcasm. It's there in the text. They were being sarcastic, amen, in verse 33, when they said, they answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man." Now they were lying out of their teeth. Amen. How sayest thou that that ye shall be made free? You see, the fact that the Jews considered themselves free was a part of their problem. Amen. Can I say that again? In order for a person to really understand Christ and be saved, they need to understand what condition they are in. When you always think that you are right, when you always think that you are all right, praise God, then you will never recognize the fact that you may need somebody, praise God, who can give you freedom. Praise God. They did not understand, did not know what they were talking about or their present condition when they spoke these words. Because if we were to go back in history, you know, history says that when they uttered these words, they were already under Roman, praise God, authority. But they say they were never in bondage or enslaved to anybody. And if you just go back further in history, you find that not only were they under the Romans' captivity, but they were enslaved and in bondage by the Egyptians, the Philistines, the Midianites, the Amorites, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, and the Greek. And praise God, and all the time when they were re-enslaved were directly related to their sin. Amen. Y'all have heard me talk about the ups and downs of Israel. Praise God. They, when they were obeying the word of God, they had a king who were walking according to the statutes of God. Praise God. They enjoyed an up. But praise God, when they got one of those rascals in there who was not, praise God, obeying the word of God, then they were on a down. Amen. They were enslaved to the point that if you go back and just read the book of Judges, amen, just you don't have to go too far. You go and read the first and second chapter of the book of Judges. It talks about how after Joshua had gotten them into the promised land and settled each one of those tribes, praise God, you find that brother Joshua passed from the scene. And the Bible said that he was 110 years old. Praise God. But you know one other thing about it? After Joshua passed off the scene, it said that the Israelite began to serve all kinds of strange gods. Amen. To the point, if you look at Judges chapter 2, verse 11, it says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Balaam. If you don't know who Balaam is by now, praise God, that's nothing more than a form of a satanic person. Amen. So that's what they served. So Joshua, amen, was trying, as long as he was living, he would remind them of what they were doing. But as soon as he passed out of the way, praise God, they began to go right back to what they were doing. Sometimes remind me of some of our families. Praise God, when we are in the presence of some of them rascals and rascalettes, we can tell them about what the Lord, and they'll say, oh yeah, I understand, but as soon as you get on the bus, soon as you get on the plane and get out of town, man, them rascals go right back to the same mess that they were in. Oh yeah, even some of them, when they get caught up and go to prison, they can get so religious. I speak for my own family because I got two of them and been there. Amen. I had a nephew of mine was stealing much as everything he can get his hands on, snorting much as dope as he could get. And then when he got caught, amen. Y'all getting quiet on me, but I'm not. I'm speaking something I know. Amen. Next thing I saw him in the paper, they had an article where this guy had done, I won't call his name so y'all might know him, praise God, he done got religion. They got a picture of him in there teaching folk and all of that stuff. But you want to know something? Soon as that rascal got out of jail, amen, it wasn't 2 days. I'm just trying to tell you what it is. He went right back to the same folk that he was picking up dope and began to sell dope and run the street again. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell us that we have to abide in his word. You see, as I look at the plight of black Americans, we must know our past and our present conditions. For we have had a history of recurring enslavement. Oh yeah, once freed from slavery in America, we were enslaved by ignorance, with few exceptions. In other words, we were unable to read or write, praise God, and we as sharecroppers, we worked for years only to find that at the end of every year, we still owed our souls to the general store. Hey! Oh yeah, I know what I'm talking about. But then there rose from among our ranks One, the liking of Booker T. Washington, who challenged us to train our hands, to train our minds, and to work hard and be honest. And he formed a school in a little place called Tuskegee, Alabama. Yeah. Praise God, to help black Americans to become truly free men. But this was not a freedom that lasts. Yeah. You see, we found ourselves rising from the cotton fields and enjoying new freedoms that the court case, oh yeah, court case of Plessy versus Ferguson, took place right in New Orleans. Yeah, where the Supreme Court in 1896 agreed that separate but equal facilities was the law of the land. Yeah. Amen. We were re-enslaved, amen, to second-class status, which meant that there were colored schools, colored waiting rooms, colored facilities. I got to say this because I see a lot of young folk out here, and they have covered up history, so y'all don't understand none of this stuff. But I lived through all of it, praise God. Colored facilities, but thanks be to God, because from the ranks of what looked like disillusion came men like Roy Wilkins, amen, of the NAACP. Yeah. I'm talking about the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Yeah. And men like Thurgood Marshall, praise God, who challenged the separate but equal law in a landmark case. Yeah. Some of y'all know about it. That took place in 1954. In a little place called Topeka, Kansas. Yeah, and it was in that case, Brown versus the Board of Education. This case broke the legal hold of segregation on America. And once again, we thought that we were free at last. But this was not a freedom that lasts. You see, finally, there was a young black preacher by the name of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who joined a coalition of black leaders such as A. Philip Randolph and others, praise God, who pushed for the passage of the Civil Rights Law and the Voting Rights Act that would give us freedom in the eyes of the law. Yeah. Dr. King pushed very hard, pointing to the day where we would be free at last. Yeah. And in 1964 and 1965, the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act were both passed respectfully. And although we can go where we want to go, and although we can vote, praise God, the way we want to vote, praise God, this too was not a freedom that lasts.
Yeah, that's right.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875.